Hi, and welcome to the Higher Ground Podcast. I am your host, Melanie Blue.
And I am your co-host, Carrie Richards. If you are a woman seeking a stronger relationship with God and need a solid rock to land on when life gets a little overwhelming, then you are in the right place.
This is a sisterhood community filled with like-minded women of faith who desire space to heal her heart, elevate her relationship with God, and build her connections with one another.
We are excited to be your guides along this journey of life.
Let's go higher.
Welcome, everyone, to the Higher Ground Podcast. This is our second recording, and I am Carrie Richards, your host.
And I am Melanie Blue.
And this week, we are going to focus on the podcast name, Higher Ground. So, Melanie, how did you come up with this name?
Oh, it's funny because, you know, when we first launched High Point Women's Ministry or rebranded it, we were talking about the podcast. Like, oh my God, we got to come up with a name for the podcast.
Yeah. It was a little difficult.
And so I was in a season, I think we both were in a season of just creator's block.
Yes.
Not writer's block, but creator's block. We just felt like, I just felt like I had no creativity. It was like, it's like every creative bone was asleep in my body. It just was one Saturday. We were just like had synergy because she texted me and I was thinking on the podcast and she texted these ideas of it. And I was like, I want to keep it with higher, but what, or high something. And then I was like, higher. And then I started looking at like higher ground was the first thing I did, but I said higher grace, higher, you know, all these different names. And I sent them to my husband and I was like, what do you think of higher ground? I had higher ground and then like maybe three other names, and he was like, higher ground. And then I sent
thanks,
it to Carrie.
Derek.
And then I sent it to Carrie, and Carrie was like, because by the list she got had like 10 names on there.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And she was like, higher ground. So I was like, okay, so it's higher ground. And then when it came to, and I get a lot of inspiration from Pastor Jack in church. And so as he was speaking and talking, I thought about the mountain, and I thought about like the scripture of that and how important it is to, you know, what does higher, what scripture has higher in it or that, you know, reference. And it was Psalm 61 and 2. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. From the end of the earth, I call to you. When my heart is overwhelmed and weak, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, a rock that is too high to reach without your help.
So good.
Yeah, and the reason why we even spell it the way that we spell it with the capital H, lowercase I, lowercase G, capital H, capital E, capital R, ground, is because as women, we have a God that's higher than us.
Amen.
And to be her, to be that woman that is seeking a higher connection with God, it just made sense. And the ground can mean so many things too, like breaking that down. We could be here all day with that, but
we'll get in that in a few podcasts.
Yes, you will get the breakdown of it in a couple of podcasts, which I'm super excited about. And so from that, you know, that's the scripture and that's what we came up with. But, you know, Carrie will talk about, you know, what she got from it, which I think this is what's important, is that from what we do, everyone will get something different out of,
yes,
you know, what we're bringing to you all.
Yes, exactly. I love your thoughts, and I love how you came up with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes just throwing things out there and brainstorming, nothing's mm-hmm. off the table.
Yeah.
And then it just works.
It just works.
It works. So this podcast, we want to make sure that we are always digging deeper into God's word and making it meaningful for our listeners. And so today we are diving into Psalm 61. And I've kind of become a Bible geek.
That's
From when we talked about in our first podcast, my small group is doing the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble. And it's figuring out how everything meshes together in the Bible and the historical component of it. So when you look at Psalm 61, you have to backtrack a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like Pastor Jack said in the first sermon of the Paradigm series, he said, devotions are good, but doctrine is better. Yes. And that's where we really want to be biblically based in this podcast.
Yes.
So we're digging in.
Yes.
We're going deeper and higher. Yes. So in Psalm 61, David is, it's a song to God. And it starts with events from 2 Samuel, the 11th through the 16th chapters. And David has had his children, Bathsheba and him have had their issues, and he's repented for what he's done there. But now his oldest son, Amnon, decides to take advantage of his sister Tamar. Mm-hmm. And Absalom,
yes,
David's third son, gets mad at this. David is distraught, and Absalom orders his men to kill his older brother. Mm-hmm. So he's also trying to take over David's throne as king. And so David is distraught about his son dying, upset about Tamar. Now his son is trying to take over. It's like so much going on.
Chaos.
All kinds of drama and mess in David's life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it could have been like a soap opera these days.
Yeah.
But anyway, he calls out to God. And he's fled Jerusalem. And so he's out on his own. He's looking for help. He's crying out to God. And I'm going to break down each verse one at a time, but I want to read the whole Psalm 61, and it is titled Confidence in God's Protection, which I just love that title.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's to the chief musician on stringed instruments. So it is a song. It is a worship song that David has created, and it starts out, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is overwhelmed and weak. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, a rock that is too high to reach without your help. For you have been a shelter and a refuge for me, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever.
Yes.
Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name with reverence. You will prolong the king's life, adding days upon days. His years will be like many generations. He will sit enthroned forever before the face of God, appoint loving kindness and truth to watch over and preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, praying my vows day by day." And I just think that is a beautiful song,
so
like
beautiful.
A beautiful prayer to God.
Yes.
And so if we look at it by verse, and I'm going to put in show notes where I got all of this. This is not my knowledge. This is okay. A lot of different, very smart people's knowledge on the Bible. Because, like I said, I'm a Bible geek, so I'm learning and digging into all of these different researches.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
So a lot of the commentaries broke these down, and verse 1 appeals that God hears David's request. Mm-hmm. And we always know that God is there to appeal to, and we really want to focus on that. And then verses 1 through 3 talk about how in the past God has been David's refuge.
Yes.
And we know if we look back on David's life, he's been there. And when he was that young kid slaying the giant, yeah. God was there.
Yes, and, he was.
And God, in verse 4, he wants God to shelter him, and he's asking for his protection. And in verse 5, he knows that God hears him. He knows that his prayers are being listened to.
Yes.
And he's going to get an answer, whether it's the answer we want or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's answer.
Yes.
So, and he knows, he remembers that he's come from a heritage of people who love God. And he's remembering all of the people in his lineage that God has promised that you will be fruitful, you will multiply, you will be my children and my people. And he's remembering that. And then in verse 6, he wants David to live. Well, David wants to live. Not he wants David to, but David wants to live. But it also is, he wants his generations of offspring to live just like God's promises. Yes. And then he wants to live with God forever in verse 7. And then in verse 8, he worships God and he vows to do what God says. And I think that's important too, that we always be open to God in what he is prompting us to do, and really trust that if he's asking us to do it, he's going to get us through it.
Amen.
So there are some really key things in these verses that I saw. It says to higher ground that we've been talking about. And we can trust God to love us and protect us and get us through anything.
That's amazing. And I thank you for breaking that down to everyone. And this is the foundation and the important piece of what higher ground is going to be all about. And thinking on David was a worshiper.
Yes.
And no matter what, we know that we can worship God in good times and in bad, whatever we're facing, we can worship him, and he will protect us. He will be that person that, in spite of who it is that we're facing, he's the one that will protect us through it all. And I'm grateful for that. What I love about this scripture and the story behind it, the whole psalm, mm-hmm. is that he was a great writer. It's just like he you're was. Reading poetry. And so, you know, that God loves us so much and he protects us. And we need to understand, you know, how we can go higher in God. And as women of God, what are some key points that we need to look into? And one of them is getting into the Word.
Yes.
As we were, and the Word, you know, sometimes for some people could be intimidating because there are some really big words that are very hard to pronounce.
Where do you begin? All the things.
Yeah, it's so much. Do I start at Genesis or just open the book and just dive in, or what?
Start at Revelation if you've never read
it. Yeah,
that's a little intense right there.
That's like a scary movie, so don't. Start with a romance, like maybe Genesis or something.
Psalms is great too.
Psalms or
James
John.
Is my favorite though.
James,
yeah.
Romans.
James will hold you to it though.
Yeah, yeah. So start somewhere lighter. But getting into the Word, the thing about it is that if you pray before you get into the Word and ask God yes. to open your understanding, open your wisdom,
yes,
give me, you know, take me beyond the veil with you and help me to rightly divide the Word. That is the important pieces of, you know, getting into the Word. Also part of that is also praying and fasting.
Yes.
When you deny yourself of the thing that is so what we call precious to us, or very, you know, something that we hold dear, could end up becoming a god.
Yes.
And so when we get into the Word and we are fasting and praying, God, that's straight communication with God. And one of the things that we need to do when we are getting in the Word, that we give some time for God to speak to us. That we give a moment of meditation, that we're just being quiet and seeing what God has to say to us. He can share what the Word is saying, that we could be confused and we could say, okay, God, right here, what are you saying? And just give that moment to God, give it back to him.
That reminds me of the movie War Room, where she had her closet yes. converted to the place where she goes and talks to God.
Yes, and that's why you brought that up, because me and my husband are looking for a new house, and it is mandatory. I will walk away from the house if it doesn't have a walk-in closet, because I want to have a little space for my yeah, war room in my closet.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's so important. You know, you can put up your little sticky notes and the people you're praying for and the things you're praying for, and have right. that visual daily. But
and I just think about, like, the little kids that she has, and she just yeah. shuts the door and makes sure that mom's in here in her war room.
Yes.
And so
it's my moment. But you'll get prayer. I'm praying for you, but I need this moment. Yeah. It's just me and God.
Don't interrupt me.
Yeah. It's me and God. And, you know, one of the it's accountability. And not necessarily accountability from others, accountability to yourself.
Oh, yes.
Of saying to myself, you know, saying to yourself, because here's the thing, the Holy Spirit will give govern yourself accordingly. Like it will tell you and teach you, you didn't say that right to that lady, or you didn't do that just right. You should go back and apologize, or you should do this, you should do that. And having accountability to yourself is going to be very important. Now, there is a point in time of, you know, accountability for others to have that same accountability to others. But starting out saying, I want to be the best version of me, so I'm going to be accountable for my actions and what I say and how I think towards others. And that's going to be very important. And lastly, community and fellowship. Fellowshipping with one another, building that community, having that safe place with women. And we've been talking about it. It seems like we've talked about it every episode, but it's very important that, you know, you think about the mentorship program that we are launching. That's where accountability comes to. Accountability and fellowship and connection with other like-minded women that, because here's the thing for me, as far as friendships and accountability and community, I don't want a yes friend that I could be dead wrong, and the way that I treated somebody or said something to somebody, they're like, I would have said that too, girl. No. I mean, I think friendship and love is also a time of chasing.
Like, iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
And when your iron is dull, you need to get put to the fire. And that might hurt, you know, might not sound good. And you might think that, well, I thought I said everything right.
Right.
Well, no, friend.
Yes.
But I'm still your friend. No, friend. You know, and then or even be to the place where you just, you yourself know that you did something wrong, and go to a friend and say, I need prayer.
Yeah.
You know, so accountability isn't always like the sweet and beautiful thing. It's
just getting broccoli out of your teeth. Hey, girl, you got broccoli in your teeth.
But that friend is important because there are people that will get like have lipstick on your teeth and you just are talking. And then after you done talk for 20 minutes, like, oh, yeah, you have lipstick on your teeth. I'm like, how did you let me?
Correct.
You know, so.
Well, we're talking about a little bit deeper than that today.
But you need to have somebody that can correct you and godly correction, right? That we allow God to speak through us with our friendships. It's so important. We are going to be launching a series soon called Becoming Her. And when I think about that, it's like, who is the her that you've always wanted to be?
Yes.
Who is she? I mean, it's in you to be her, right? But what are the things that you need to do to build up to that person?
And who's the her God wants us to.
And who is the woman that is grounded in God? We can't walk around in life and feel that we can do no wrong, can say no wrong, we're just perfect. No, we are to be perfected, but we are not perfect.
And humbled.
And humbled by God. And we have to reverence him. What I love about higher ground is that we stay grounded. Mm-hmm. Not in ourselves, but we stay grounded in him. And when we do that, that's the foundation. I love the first verse. It says that I have to reach up to something that I need help to reach. That I can't get to God if, God, you don't help me get to you.
Yes.
Right? You know, it's you and God together.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the commentaries that I read was that God has to actually bring us to him.
Yes.
And so we want that. We want to get higher, but we cannot do it without his help.
I think my husband, Derek, had said this illustration that when he used to get home from work, the kids would run up to him and be like, Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah.
But they can't get up to you until you go down and pick them up.
Correct.
And God will pick us up, you know, as much. We got to be excited every time we go to God. You know, go to his throne, whether that be prayer or praise or worship in church. You know, it's funny because it's like you come into the sanctuary and you've been working and hustling and bustling all week, and then you get into church and you just like kind of clap right. your hands. You know, no, we need to be that little kid like, daddy's home.
We are there for him.
We're there yes. for him. And we should be so excited to worship and to praise God and to sing songs of Zion unto him. And that's what fills us for the next week.
Yes.
You can't go to church and have a mediocre time, you know, and just sit on the seat of do nothing and just stand up because, well, that's what High Point does. No, we're standing up in reverence. You know, correct. They're not performers, the praise and worship team, Rachel and her amazing singers and the musicians. They're not there to, and we're not at a concert, even though it might right. feel that way, because they're amazing.
Us to worship God.
They're leading us to worship him.
And it's a whole lot easier in person than sitting on a couch watching.
It definitely is. You know, we can't be couch church. You know, community can't be built on a couch.
No.
It has to be built amongst the saints.
Yes. We understand there's times you want to watch on TV when you're out of town or something like that, sick. But it's God didn't create us to be individuals.
Yes.
It talks about in Genesis that He knew that it was not good for man to live alone, and so he created Eve. And so we are not meant to
be alone.
Be alone.
Yes, and I think what's so great about that is the church, High Point Church, has created many opportunities for you to get plugged in and connected. There's five ways to get connected, and one of those is signing up for small groups.
So many to choose from, too.
Yes. Two, we always love to highlight, of course, is... Rev Fit, which is Revelation Wellness. The leaders of that group is Ashley Stoller, Holly Sharpless, and Elizabeth Barker. They meet on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, and it's an hour. It's an hour of worship and praise, scriptures. There's prayer. There's music and exercise and stretching, and also. That meets at the same, well, at 6:45 is Gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. Gatekeepers yeah. is our spirit. If you feel that God has more for you, there's a spiritual gifts in you that needs to be activated, and you want to learn more about God and dive deeper in the Word, we meet at 6:45 for students to come in and learn more about God in that class. And so, you know, we... also launched under the umbrella of Providence Center, Providence Voice. And this is the entity that's bringing you this podcast. It's powered our podcast, Higher Ground Podcast, is brought to you by Providence Voice. We launched the podcast segment of Providence Voice with Cutting Room Floor. Cutting Room Floor is basically snippets and segments of things that they were not able to put into their sermon and that they want to share and expound with us on Sundays. It comes with a guide that's in the show notes that you can grab, and it's almost like a study guide. You could bring that, could become a small group within
totally
itself.
Could. Yeah.
Yeah. That you could grab a bunch of people that are, you know, interested in scripture or even wanting to learn how to write a sermon, just get some ideas and inspiration from them and just dive in deeper in whatever our series is for that month.
Mm-hmm. That would be so good. Yeah. Well, that kind of wraps up today with our podcast. And so, Melanie, would you like to pray us out today?
I would.
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you for this podcast. We thank you, Father God, for your presence being here, Father. Lord, we ask that you just continue to allow us to get to higher ground, that we would understand and know that you are there for us, and that we have to go to you, and that you will take us higher. You're the only one that can do it, Father, and we thank you for who you are. Lord, we ask that you just touch Carrie and touch Providence Academy, Father God, all the things that the church is trying to do, Father. We know that we can't do it without your presence. We can't do it without coming to you for help, God, and we ask that you continue to open up the doors, Father God, and that we would do all the things that you desire us to do in you. Lord, we know that we are greater with you than without. And so we thank you for it, God. And we thank you for all the ones that are listening, Father God. Lord, we ask that you just go into their homes now, Father God, that whatever the thing, whatever the situation is, that you would turn the wrong thing right, Father God. Any crooked path, make it straight, God. And that you protect us, Father God, and keep us. In Jesus' name, we pray and we honor you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Higher Ground. And next week, tune in to where we start our mentorship program and kick it off with our first guest speaker, Kathy Rickey. Yay.
Have a great week.
You have been listening to the Higher Ground podcast, brought to you by Providence Voice.
For more information on the High Point Women's Ministry, go to highpointlw.com.